Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Hicks, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. So buckle up, buttercups, and here we go.
Do you ever receive something in the mail and go, wow, how cool is that packaging? Perhaps there's a handwritten note, a sticker, proudly claiming recycled packaging, or even more points are awarded because the package is sustainable, compostable or reusable, or even my favourite, plantable, as the item had secret seeds inside. Imagine my surprise when an unboxing experience comes in front of me, and it wasn't in a box, it was an invitation. And on the back of the card, the invitation, it said plant me. And I thought that was absolutely brilliant. And yes, I did plant it. They actually sent me two, one to keep, one to plant, and I just loved that idea. One of my own personal packaging ideas that I loved to use for many years was a fancy USB in a matching box. So it was a USB that had a nice little cover with a magnetic topper and a ring that you could attach to a cord so you didn't lose it, because you know what little USB sticks are like, you lose them all the time. Clients would engage me for photographic services, and before Google Drive and cloud-based services where you could host galleries and so forth, I would send the photos on or out using these little USB sticks in the cute little box. Now, both of the box and the USB stick had my logo on the side of it and, of course, my website. And the amount of business clients that would come back to me and go, oh my God, Sam, that little box arrived today and it's so cute, it's so pretty. Now, I got that inspiration from wedding photographers who primarily for many years did this. They'd have, you know, the box with the beautiful little book in it, and then they would have the USB stick beside the book in the box, and it'd all be beautifully presented. And I really loved that, and I'm not a wedding photographer, but I just loved the idea of the packaging. These days, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, it's all about online galleries. This year, my second website was launched for the photography side hustle. And I thought it was a bit of a change after 4 years from the first one. But the workflow is different now. Once the shoot is done, I upload the files to a private gallery, so no more cute packaging for me. Unless, of course, you call the overview of my services created in Canva packaging. Well, it could be packaging. Anyway, I digress. So how does a small business navigate packaging solutions? Because there's so many of them. And it's much more than just protecting your goods when selling or dispatching. Now, packaging wears many hats. I've identified four: protection, brand ambassador, marketing tool, and customer experience. So protection is the primary function of packaging. So that really is to ensure that your product arrives safely to the customer intact and undamaged. And this is especially critical for small businesses that may not have the resources to absorb losses from damaged shipments. Proper packaging with sufficient cushioning, durable materials, and secure sealing can prevent that product from breaking, spills, or other issues during shipping and handling. So don't underestimate the fundamental role of packaging. Brand ambassador. Your product packaging is an extension of your brand identity that speaks volumes before the customer even experiences the actual product. The colors, the logos, the messaging, and overall look and feel of your packaging design communicates your brand, personality, and values. Is your brand fun, playful, or sleek and modern? Your packaging should reinforce this through its visual aesthetics. And for many small businesses, the package is the first tangible interaction as a customer has with your brand. So you need to make it memorable. You need to make sure that it's on brand. Packaging is a marketing tool. Go figure. Beyond just protecting your product, smart packaging can be leveraged as a savvy marketing tool to create that buzz and differentiate your brand. Think about incorporating unique design elements, textures, shapes, interactive components like QR codes or games. You can print trivia, jokes, or product use tippage on inside the package. Or include a freebie. The possibilities are endless to make your packaging impossible to ignore when it is delivered. And or if you've got a bricks and mortar store, you know, it needs to stand out on those shelves. It also needs to be able to stand out, you know, on social media when people buy items. You know, make sure everything is just how it needs to be. Customer experience. Now, for those product-based businesses, packaging plays a pivotal role in the overall customer experience. Specifically, the exciting unboxing moment. Customers rave about simple yet delightful touches like packages arriving wrapped like a gift. There might be a handwritten thank you note, or there might be extra free product samples included inside for other products. This unboxing experience nurtures an emotional connection with your brand, and you need to approach your packaging with the same thoughtfulness as you would a customer visiting your physical store to foster brand loyalty and repeat purchases. So packaging is much more than just a container for small businesses. It's an opportunity to protect your product, reinforce your brand, market creatively, and craft a memorable experience in one multifaceted element. What was once an afterthought should be a strategic priority, and you need to make it fun, people. Make it fun. All right, so Sam, how do we do packaging for small businesses when we don't have a lot of budget? So this is a good one. So there's a couple of different things you can do, and I think I've named three. So the first one is creative reuse. You can upcycle materials or use eco-friendly options with a personal touch. You know, buy yourself a stamp, do some handwritten notes, paint, draw on the packaging. Strategic design. You need to focus on clean, well-designed packaging that reflects your brand. So you need to be very strategic about this. Partnerships. You can collaborate with local artists or designers for a unique touch. For many small businesses operating with limited funds, professional packaging services or fancy custom boxes may not be feasible. Sometimes you can't buy in small quantities, and that is just a big pain point with businesses everywhere. However, several savvy packaging strategies can give your products an elevated branded touch without breaking the bank. Creative reuse. Getting inventive with upcycling existing materials and packaging supplies you might have on hand. You can give a new life to plain shipping boxes by decorating them with branded stickers, stamps, or your logo, even handwritten notes to customers. Shredded paper or cloth scraps can be repurposed as eco-friendly filler instead of traditional packing peanuts. With a bit of creativity, you can add that special touch while reducing waste. Strategic design. So even if custom packaging is too costly, you can create clean, well-designed packaging that reflects your brand aesthetics, and you might have to buy it at a higher cost in smaller quantities to get going. But you can also purchase simple brown craft boxes, bags or mailers, and print your logo or patterns directly on them using affordable rubber stamps or self-inking stamps. Focus your design efforts on the strategic branding elements like tissue, paper, stickers or inserts that will make an impact. Sometimes less is more when it comes to effective packaging design on a budget. There's nothing worse when you get a package and there's 27 layers before you get to the item and you think, oh my God, look at all this plastic that was used. It sort of gets a bit icky. Partnerships. Consider collaborating with local artists, design students, or packaging professionals in your community to get a unique, eye-catching design. Offer a trade of products or services in exchange for their creative talents and set aside a cash payment budget also to do this. Many creatives will appreciate the exposure and portfolio addition and welcome a payment as well. We all have to pay bills. You could crowdsource design ideas from your customers or run a packaging design contest. Be as creative as you can to source a partnership. The best one I saw was a locally roasted bean packaging being drawn on by the owner's kids around Easter time and special occasions. This drew a lot of attention and created a fear of missing out or scarcity tactic around the purchasing of beans with a hand-drawn picture on the side of the bean, well, the bean bag, but you know, the bag that the beans come in. So that was an incredible, I suppose, creative way to get around just dressing up the packaging a little bit and making it a little bit more personal. So that's an incredible lot of creative capital waiting to be tapped in for small businesses. With the right mix of smart reuse, thoughtful design choices, and local partnerships, small businesses can elevate their packaging in an approachable, cost-effective way. Also, getting creative with your packaging does demonstrate brand authenticity and creates memorable experiences for your customers, and that's a biggie. Alrighty, so you only have to search online for creative packaging for small brands to see a range of inspiration. There are customer prints, stickers, mailing boxes, inserts, ribbons, embellishment cards, thank you notes, eco-friendly options, branding, colored tissue paper, creative wrapping paper, vegetable dye prints, personalized labels and bags, tape options, themed and seasonal wraps. There are bookmarks, die cuts, not to mention fabrics, special and quirky instructions, and interactive components. Oh my God, I feel tired just thinking about it. But what I'm trying to demonstrate is there is a lot of options. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. Come up with something that is creative and individual to you and your brand. Think about the wine labels. I love how they match up with local artists or create a new look for a small varietal run. Think about packaging that is tube-shaped as opposed to the standard shape of square and oblong. Check out glass jars that are round as opposed to hexagonal. And I know that that's a big pain in the neck for producers, is that actual glass packaging, because trying to get it in your shape and size sometimes is really hard, either pre or post-COVID. It's tricky. Think about handmade swing tags, stamped paper, and so many ideas from goods you've received via the mailbox, Instagram shopping, eBay, or directly from the creator. Think about those ones that you thought, wow, that's pretty cool. I purchased from Patch NutriCare, one of my favorite brands. It's a lovely eco-friendly tube of sustainable natural bamboo bandages. I love what they stand as a brand for, and I love how they're disrupting a massive sector. But the packages themselves are great for planting vegetable tube stock when they're empty. How cool is that? Check out We Bar None, a range of snack bars and crackers that became the first Australian food business to use certified home compostable packaging. Can you imagine? Packaging made from recyclable plant-based materials that look great but are great for the environment as well. How cool is that? Great stuff. Now, getting back to brands working with artists. Check out Treasury Wine Estates. It's one of the largest wine companies. It's listed on the Australian Securities Exchange. And in 2023, they put Snoop Dogg onto a wine label. And they called it Snoop Dogg Carly Gold. It was a sparkling variety. Too funny, but true. Here locally, check out Philip Lobley's range of Bad Kitty by artist Kate Chancellor from 2022. Check out these brands. Next time you're in a shop or you're shopping online, have a look at the packaging. See if the packaging is eco-friendly. See if it ticks all those boxes for you and draw inspiration from that.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on social media, sign up for my newsletter, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. And remember, anything is possible, especially in northeast of Victoria. Till next time, cheerio.